It's a serious problem for many men, but in case certain authorities or children are listening, we can't say what it is. Instead, we'll tell a story about pitching a tent. Young Johnny used to pitch a tent with even the slightest breeze. But as he got older, things changed. He struggled to keep that tent up no matter how hard he or an appealing partner tried. He took Viagra, Cialis, and still had issues. And his camping life suffered. Until he heard about a guaranteed treatment from a clinic here in Chicago. New Mail Medical Center. With a custom blend of FDA-approved medications, no surgery involved, New Mail Medical helped Johnny pitch, keep it up, and enjoy timely camping like never before. New Mail can not only help you get your tent up, but prevent you from pitching too fast. Call 847-852-4144. That's 847-852-4144. If you don't respond to the medication on the first visit, that visit is free. For more info, visit newmail.com. That's NUMALE.com.
Bears fans, now through November 1st, Dr. Pepper, the official soft drink of the Chicago Bears, is giving you the chance to win a one-of-a-kind Bears fan experience. One lucky fan and three guests will win VIP treatment, including lunch at Halas Hall, a private tour of Soldier Field, VIP tickets to the Bears 49ers game on December 6th, on-field access, a pregame VIP tunnel experience, $400 in Bears bucks, and much more. For complete rules and to enter, log on to chicagobears.com/Dr. Pepper. Presented by Dr. Pepper. Always one of a kind.
Bears lose to the Vikings. They're now 2-5 on the season and are winless in the division. Get a full recap of the game. Plus, we'll take a look at what the Bears' chances are when they take on the Chargers in a Monday night showdown on Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago's home for Bears fans. WSCR in HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Let's go! Scoreboard update.
From the Score Update Studio, I'm Julie DeCaro.
It's tough. I feel bad for the guys. I know they fought hard. But at this point, we can't point fingers. You know, you can't listen to some of the stuff from the outside. We've got to find a way to unite the guys, keep getting better each and every week, because we got good coaches. We got good schemes. So we got to find some better ways to execute as players and find ways in fourth quarter to close out games like this, because we're not far away. We're not far away at all.
That was quarterback Jay Cutler after the Bears 23-20 loss to Minnesota yesterday at Soldier Field. Bears fall to 2-5 on the season. Their next four games are against San Diego, St. Louis, Denver, and Green Bay. And they could be heading into at least part of that stretch without Matt Forte, who suffered a knee injury yesterday. His status is unknown, though the Bears think it's an MCL, not an ACL injury, according to Jay Glazer. Lots of injuries around the league yesterday. Pittsburgh's Le'Veon Bell tore his MCL. He's likely out for the rest of the season. Reggie Bush most likely looking at a torn ACL. Running back Mike Davis fractured his hand, according to Ian Rappaport. And Baltimore's Steve Smith out for the rest of the year with a torn Achilles. Monday Night Football tonight, it's the Colts and the Panthers. You can hear that one right here on 670 The Score tonight, beginning at 6:45. Bulls got a win last night in Orlando, but Derrick Rose reportedly still struggling with double vision, and he says he doesn't know when his vision will return to normal.
I don't know. I wish it was a timetable on it, but it's not. The eye heals different than every part of your body, so it's really just got to be patient.
Bulls will head to Charlotte for a matchup with the Hornets tomorrow night. And the Blackhawks are hoping to get back on track at home after dropping two straight on the road. They'll host the Kings tonight at the United Center. Marian Hossa likely out with a lower body injury. He did not take part in the morning skate. Corey Crawford gets the start in goal. This morning, the Hawks recalled Marco Dano and sent Brian Bickle to Rockford. And then finally, the Buffalo News reported over the weekend that Patrick Kane is unlikely to face charges over a sexual assault allegation from August. Kane says he won't comment on the investigation, saying he'll let the facts speak for themselves. The scoreboard update is brought to you by New Mail Medical Center. Discover the new you, newmailmedical.com. And no one would ever turn down a free, delicious Subway sandwich, so come celebrate National Sandwich Day at Subway Tuesday, November 3rd, where you can buy any sub and 30-ounce drink and get a free sub to give away. Who you give it to is up to you. I'm Julie DeCaro, and you're listening to the radio home for Bears fans, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for listening.
God bless America.
Thank you, Julie DeCaro, and happy 80th birthday to our guy right there, Gary Player, who is 80 years old, doing well, blessing America.
And in better shape than anyone in this room.
Absolutely.
Hey, how do you know?
I think I'm in better shape than an 80-year-old man.
You don't know that.
He's in phenomenal shape.
He's like the Jack LaLanne of former golfers. He's like grabbing, you know, grabbing trains with his teeth and dragging them across.
Not even with tracks. A rope. Actually grabbing the locomotive with his teeth.
Thank you to our guest today, Patrick Manley, for his special appearance to talk Bears and Duke Miami. Thank you to Big Cat Williams, who's just getting better and better, enjoying the Big Cat, as we did today.
Yes.
Brian, right?
Agreed.
Brian McCray, the former Kansas City Royal, very happy man today, joined us. Hub Arkish as well. Thank you to our producers, Jay Zawoski, Nick Shepkowski. Great job, man. Kevin Zipak, thank you as well. Brian Gersh does the video stream and does it well at watch670thescore.com. Thank you, Barry, for answering the call and sitting in for Jason. Hope to have Jason back tomorrow when we will talk to Rodney Harrison. Antrell Roll.
Oh, boy. You know, there's a receiver there, dude. Oh, yeah, there's a receiver here. Hello.
He said he wouldn't do anything differently. He wouldn't do anything differently.
Him and Lamar Houston.
He said it twice.
He said he stands by it. Twice. Guy just made a great catch. Guy made a great catch.
Wait a second.
He jumped in front of you.
He didn't know he was there. He said that after the game.
After the game, he said, I baited the quarterback into the throw. I wouldn't do anything differently. We'll ask him tomorrow if he thinks he might have, you know, taken a step forward and attacked the ball and try to make the play.
I don't know. How about identify where the receiver is?
You can't complete that pass. That's no way. That should have been.
I don't know. He's got a point, but if it were me, I would knock the ball down. But that's just me.
I mean, it wasn't exactly like it would have been.
Now you're using that Frank Thomas logic.
I see where he's coming from. I'm not wanting to do anything different, but if it's me, if this is just me, I'm going to knock the ball down.
Hey, I missed a catcher who won World Series MVP, so apologies to Rick Dempsey.
And, Rick Dempsey.
I forgot he won that year after they knocked the White Sox out.
Well, I remember him knocking the White Sox out.
I forgot.
Bill Vick and I were smoking, putting the ashes in his foot.
That was the Mike Boddicker series.
He had the
Tito Landrum
leg that he used as an ashtray. So we were both sitting there smoking.
Oh, that's tremendous.
Oh, man, I love smoking with Bill Vick.
I'm in the room with a guy who used Bill Vick's leg for an ashtray.
The little known part of that story is that it just so happened that Terry would always ash on anybody's leg.
Yep.
It was coincidental that Bill Vick happened
Bill
to have
an ashtray.
A proper receptacle there.
Yep. Bill never stopped smoking.
He would also use his legs.
He was dead. I know. Bill, you okay?
Not so good.
Terry also used his leg in wiffle ball games, I believe.
Probably would let you.
Did you guys hear the wisdom of Frank Thomas, by the way? Did you hear any?
Have nothing to hold their heads down for, except they didn't play that well, and they gave away this World Series.
What?
Do it again.
Have nothing to hold their heads down for, except they didn't play that well, and they gave away this World Series.
I would put my head down for that.
That's actually, it's an unintentionally honest sports analysis. That's really very, nothing really to be ashamed of other than choking away a World Series.
Other than being terrible.
Right.
You have nothing to feel bad about.
There's a lot of
Harold Reynolds level analysis right there.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Does that make you want to put a knife through your eye?
I can't listen to him.
I was with the Mets broadcast, Mets local broadcast. I had a terrific time. Couple of nights.
It was great the day the power went out and we got Smoltz and Vasgersian for a couple of innings. That was terrific.
Hey, this shift change, this transition is being brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. Baseball World Series, the Packers getting trounced last night.
Well, that's the oldest story in football. How do you stop them?
You know, that was...
Smash him.
It wasn't just smashing him. I mean, you're talking about Aaron Rodgers specifically.
Yeah, but you pressure him.
If you watch
in the macro what was going on, it was almost the equivalent. You know, when we talk about basketball defense, we say that an average defense can defend through the first action. A good defense can defend through the second action. Within the 24, a great defense continues through the entire shot clock, multiple helps and recoveries, etc. What they were doing was not allowing the play to go on any longer than it should, and they were making sure that where Rodgers kills you in breakdown mode,
right,
when they're all coming back to the ball, it was multiple attempts, the effort and the skill to keep covering the whole time and shorten the play. Nobody was open, and he couldn't throw anybody open. He couldn't make anybody open.
Rodgers will pass on an open first option or even an open second option
Correct.
Sometimes intentionally because he wants to keep the play alive because he knows the third option is a big play
Correct.
Downfield.
And that they wear down a defense within a given play. But you couldn't do that with them because they're just too damn good.
No, Terry said it best. I mean, it's the simplest thing in football. If you can pressure the quarterback, you can win any football game
but they anytime. Can, but they can cover and pressure. They can do,
yeah,
it. They can do both
when,
of them.
When you're pressured, it's just... You know, it's like in the when they pressured Brady and they ruined the perfect season, right? Was that because they recovered, or is it because he couldn't see, he couldn't get a pass off, he couldn't find a guy?
The answer to that. The answer to that is they're covered enough.
Well, I think he was covered enough.
It's interesting. I saw at least
covered and smothered.
I saw at least one sack where Rodgers is like, it's a time when you've seen him get rid of the ball time and time again, and he didn't, and he looked down, and there were two guys.
Yeah, he
in
won't
his
give
face.
It to you though. He will not make that pass if he doesn't see it. You know what I mean? He's not one of those guys who'll just, oh, okay, I'm gonna throw
But usually he's got those downfield eyes and downfield feet.
Didn't have time.
They understood the fire drill breaks and covered those.
They go to 4-0, 5-0, 6-0, 7-0, and I'm still calling the Broncos. I'm still calling Peyton Manning toast.
Oh, I'm
all year.
Yeah,
all year. But then last night,
better
bye week. Have a little more arm strength after a bye.
Stepped into his throws better.
A little crisper.
But the AFC's over. You're set. You're done. You get your division champions, and then you've got the one that is meaningless.
Well, if the Colts lose tonight to Carolina, then the Houston Texans are tied for first place at 3-5.
Somewhere Ryan Mallett curses the heavens.
What is this league, man?
You know what this league was yesterday? This was the ultimate modern NFL day yesterday. You had some spectacularly entertaining football, and you had carnage,
yeah,
the
you
likes
did.
Of which you had to, I mean, you had to confront everything yesterday, right in your face yesterday. All the stuff you love, and then, I mean, just knees shredded, and that
Achilles.
Poor guy knocked out, Achilles rolling up, that guy lying there, dead to the world on the field.
Lockett, you're talking about Lockett.
Yeah, Lockett. I mean, just the whole day, every game.
That's Steve Smith, you know, that's a crap. Crappy way to end one's career, if that is indeed the way.
I think that's it. He said this was his last season.
I don't know. This might motivate him to come back, right?
I've heard too. Yeah. He was getting ready to say 50-50 about coming back next year, and now you've got this.
There's a lot of bad football out there, too.
There is. That's more than you guys
see more than I do, but I'm, you know, when I'm covering a game, I'm not seeing games before or after for the most part. Last week, the bye week, I saw a lot of football, and almost all of it terrible. I mean, really terrible.
It's just flag strewn.
Yesterday, and, yep. I mean, the Vikings are 5-2. That's a playoff team? I mean, that's not a good football team.
I agree with that.
That is not a good football team. I don't care what anybody says. You're sitting there watching it, you're going, this team's going to the playoffs? Ugh.
I agree with that.
Well, Jay Cutler,
they didn't impress me in any way, shape, or form.
That's like Adam LaRoche.
Yeah.
Jay Cutler's.
Why did I do that? It was a nice day, a lovely day to bring up Adam LaRoche.
Jay Cutler's not the problem with the Bears, and hasn't been for a while now. In that secondary, you got Antrell Roller. We talked about Sherrick McManus, who can't make a tackle.
He's horrible.
Yeah, he really is
horrible.
They missed the undrafted Bryce Callahan.
How do you do that, by the way? How do you miss that guy? And you did. That's like.
Yeah, that's
really?
We're going to talk a lot with Matt Bowen at 2:00
Good.
Today about a defensive
secondary.
Back technique and just going through every single error that was made and what you don't do in this league at that position.
And Winnebago didn't fare well against him.
No, they rolled over Winnebago.
Coach Bowen.
Oh, really?
In the 3A playoffs, they're kicking ass and taking names. Winnebago had to line up and give all other names.
Yeah,
and they walked off in ignominy.
Defensive backs,
right? Yeah.
When they win their playoff game 45-7, I want to say Immaculate Conception or something.
Wow.
Yep.
So it's Matt Bowen's team, and he loves his secondary play. So this is the perfect day for him, isn't it?
Yeah,
because you got Bears secondary.
You got Antrell. You got Antrell to break down. You got McManus to break down, and Kyle Fuller to figure out what the hell to do with.
Frank Thomas should have had a fun on the Bears.
Here, I'll help you with that right now, Matt. Yeah. Bad. Bad.
Thanks, buddy.
Okay, Sherrick McManus. Bad.
So, the other thing that I found out over the weekend is that there are some, after the topic on Friday and discussing it and for them to have it break on a Friday was fortuitous, but they are talking about it at Halas Hall. And there are some, not everybody up there is an idiot. And apparently there is some after the fact awareness of numerous points along the entire Ratliff timeline where best practices probably weren't followed. And it's I was happy to know, because I really wanted to find out. I said, look, is everybody pretending that nothing went wrong here? Is it? And the answer is no, that there are some people who are concerned and realize that they could have acquitted themselves better in a lot of
ways.
Are
any of those people Ryan Pace, who shouldn't have just let John Fox do all the talking?
Right, that's part of it. Yes. I can't answer that specifically, but
he should have been out there, though. Whether we can answer or not, he should have been out there.
Yeah, yeah. You can't just let your coach go out there and do coach speaking.
They know that.
You don't want him representing you, really, you in any way, shape, or form.
But it's a big reason they got him, is to be the guy who represents them.
Just sound like a turd?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what comes of it.
Answers a question?
I don't know if anything changes, but I do know for a fact that there is that was considered one of the mistakes.
Has anybody ever heard of skewed yardage lines because the tarp got your turf in trouble?
Awesome.
It continues to be a national embarrassment.
And no one could stand up yesterday.
No, they're slipping on everything, and the yardage lines are pointed the wrong way. Other than that, the field looks great.
It won't stop until they have a literal turf monster, an actual entity that rises from the grass and swallows people up and digests them.
And they'll find Chris Conte inside.
Somewhere under there.
And Wendell Davis's patellus will be there, although that happened in Philly. But just so I remember, and just so I keep in mind the actual reasoning, they say they've done the studies and it's the injury prevention. While we all really think that the truth is about money and park district and shared soccer facilities and stuff like that.
But there are those who've done all of that legwork as well and say that it's a net savings to go to field turf and maintain field turf.
And that there's stadiums out there that install grass just for the soccer games on top of field turf, that you can get away with doing that. So what is this? It's got to be like some kind of contractor deal where like the grass people, the grass company, are not going to give up the money.
The grass people.
Or like there's some no-bid deal that's being farmed out.
Something's being honored here.
You got high schools who can't afford anything doing it all over the place. So you tell me.
My kid's grade school put in field turf. I mean, right? They covered all this concrete, just threw field turf down there, changed everything.
Well, they should play over there.
I wish you could make an excuse for the Bears secondary. They were slipping. I don't think that wasn't a slip in either case. That's not a slip.
The other thing that I watched in its entirety, the rugby final.
You did? I watched some of that.
I watched it. I don't know what I watched. I was so compelled by it.
7 minutes of that. I watched.
I watched it start to finish.
I saw 5 minutes, and that's more than I've seen since I watched the movie with Matt Damon.
Those are some beastly human beings. The guy was bleeding before we even started.
Mulligan's idea this morning, he wants an academy to teach him how to play football there. Hey, the shift change was brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. Boers and Bernstein are next. Enjoy yourself, folks. Barry, thanks for sitting in. Spiegel and hopefully Goff tomorrow on The Score.
Keep it here. More Boers and Bernstein on the way on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports.
Attention diabetics. Is your blood sugar out of control? Nobedi's may help dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedi's, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day. I love Nobedi's because it's an all-natural product, and it works.
While Nobedi's isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, it's helped lower many diabetics' blood sugar. Call now for 2 free bottles. Just pay shipping and handling. 800-476-8198. That's 800-476-8198.
Hi there, radio listeners. I'm Stephen Colbert, and I want you to know that as the host of The Late Show on CBS, I'll be doing commercial-free Tuesdays. And hold on. What? Okay, I'm being told that Tuesdays will, in fact, have many commercials, maybe even more. Okay, then strike all that stuff. The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, tonight on CBS.
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, followed by The Late Late Show with James Corden, tonight, only CBS.
It's gonna be one of those nights. Your football weekend kicks off here with Thursday Night Football on CBS and NFL Network. The bitter rivals, the showdowns and the throwdowns, ground and pound and pass happy, prime time matchups. Football starts here with Thursday Night Football on CBS and NFL Network. Night, night.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-201-6435. Again, that's 800-201-6435. 800-201-6435.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call We Speak Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208. That's 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208.
CBS Tuesdays.
You're not going to believe this.
NCIS is now the most watched drama in the world.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Only one show rules with viewers.
Nice.
And only one agent.
Special Agent Kipps.
Makes the rules.
Rule 38. Your case, your lead.
I think I'm going to like this.
Rule number 8. Never take anything for granted.
See for yourself why NCIS rules.
That's quite a coincidence.
Rule number 39, no such thing as a coincidence.
NCIS, CBS Tuesdays.
Hi there, radio listeners. I'm Stephen Colbert, and I want you to know that as the host of The Late Show on CBS, I'll be doing commercial-free Tuesdays. And hold on, what? Okay, I'm being told that Tuesdays will in fact have many commercials, maybe even more. Okay, then strike all that stuff. The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, tonight on CBS.
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, followed by The Late Late Show with James Corden, tonight, only CBS.
CBS Mondays on NCIS LA.
Wheels up in 30.
The missions are classified.
It's a matter of national security.
The suspects identified.
I need to know where this man is.
Got it.
The team is qualified.
The best of the best.
Sometimes preoccupied.
You're only young once, but you can be immature forever.
That's clever.
And the viewers satisfied.
I'm genuinely impressed.
Just doing what we do.
NCIS Los Angeles, CBS Mondays.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
1-800-375-5418. That's 1-800-375-5418.
Your success starts at Governor State University. Learn more at Open House. Tour the campus. Meet with an advisor. Thursday, November 12th from 10 to 2. GSU is the place for your education, your future, and your success. Visit govst.edu/openhouse.
Bears fans, now through November 1st, Dr. Pepper, the official soft drink of the Chicago Bears, is giving you the chance to win a one-of-a-kind Bears fan experience. One lucky fan and three guests will win VIP treatment, including lunch at Halas Hall, a private tour of Soldier Field, VIP tickets to the Bears 49ers game on December 6th, on-field access, a pregame VIP tunnel experience, $400 in Bears bucks, and much more. For complete rules and to enter, log on to chicagobears.com/Dr. Pepper. Presented by Dr. Pepper. Always one of a kind.
Say bye-bye to your big bank credit card and hello to the nicest card you'll ever carry, the CEFQ MasterCard credit card. Get started today at CEFQ.com/mycard and see why CEFQ is not a bank. Better.
Spend Fridays with New York's finest.
You are joining the greatest police department in the world.
And with a family who is the heartbeat of the city.
I'll help you. You got my word on that.
Thank you.
Because when you're a Reagan...
I come from a family of cops. Great cops.
Justice runs in the family.
I became a lawyer because I love the truth.
I will always have your back. Family comes first.
Blue Bloods, Fridays, only CBS.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This are brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
Boars and Bernstein.
It's showtime, folks.
Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And a very pleasant good afternoon. Going to make you summer promises for the next 4.5 hours or thereabouts. We're going to do the best we can to keep you informed and entertained. Perhaps have a life or two along the way. Allowed to persist in revving someone's back door. I'm sure of that, and this is radio's best combination of...
embarrassing, atrocious, despicable, pathetic, asinine.
I'm Terry Bors.
And I'm Dan Bernstein. At some point very soon, we will have John Fox speaking, because, boy, what greater pleasure is there in life than listening to John Fox speak?
We want you to listen,
I mean,
too.
It's just, it's... There's so much. It's so rich.
Texture.
Yeah, nuance.
Oh, nuance like
cleverness
crazy.
Cleverness and information. It's always the same as it ever was. And then Matt Bowen will join us at 2, Zach Zaidman at some point, and surprises along the way as well. And a Bears Monday, 312-644-6767 is the number at WSCR, The Score. Email us at Bors and Bernstein at 670thescore.com. It's where you listen to it. Streaming, 670thescore.com.
Texting,
67011. You text, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. Best way to reach us probably is Twitter, at Bors_Bernstein is the show handle. Mine is the one I'm usually looking at during the show. That is at Dan_Bernstein. We have borsandbernstein.com as well, and the radio.com app that allows you to have the show with you, making you happy and or miserable wherever you may be, even if you're away from a radio or a computer. Our producers are Matt Abaticola.
A low-scoring game for 49ers up to this point, 3-0, and then... Kurt Gurley takes this and goes 71 yards for the touchdown. Second year, first year player, actually, out of Georgia.
So it's not 3-0 then.
Well, he's got problems. I love Matt Abaticola. He's Dale Jr. Eliminated.
Chris Tannehill.
Vikings tie it with a field goal. Marcus Mariani. In the end zone.
Here's a unique set. This is Marcus Mariani right there in the backfield.
All game. He's Marcus Mariani.
I don't know who that is. I don't know who Marcus Mariani is.
All game.
Is he new? Did he just get there?
You know, when you're bad, you get bad broadcasting.
He's kept. Yeah, I know. See,
who the hell is he?
It's kick returner. He's kept it in destruct, though.
And you can't have your kick returner. Look, if you're not going to ever break one, you can't be fumbling it around. You got to be one or the other. You have to be
sure-handed,
right? Immensely sure-handed, perfect decision maker, or potential game breaker. You can't be a non-game breaker and be futzing the ball all over the place. You can't do that. Not allowed.
All right, I'm going to write that down for when I put together my special teams. They're going to be special.
But you know what you're looking at is just a roster that
it's a roster of suck. Yeah, you've got nothing at the bottom of it to help you.
Your bottom third, when you're talking about those guys that are in the game in your secondary and looking at special teams breakdowns, the primary culprit, it isn't coaching. It isn't the individuals themselves.
No, it is not coaching.
It's not their fault they're bad.
No.
It's the Bears' fault that they have to have them on the team.
Right. I mean, I think there's one thing I always believe that when you punt the ball, get a hand on the guy who has it.
Touch him.
I don't care. Even come close. I might settle for that.
That's a touchdown in touch football.
Yeah.
One hand touch.
Just like
that's a score.
A bear in the picture.
Be nice.
I wanted a bear in the picture as he turned that corner, and I thought, there are no bears there. There are no bears there.
We are sending you now up to Hallis Hall because... And this is, of course, thanks to our good friends at Hyundai, who always bring us the press conferences that we air for you. And just settle in and enjoy, because there is nothing that compels and entertains like the oratory of John
Fox. On
the injury
front, nothing really new and definitive on any of the guys, other than they're still in evaluation, both knee guys, Eddie and Matt. And then Bryce Callahan will be in the concussion protocol moving forward. We'll update you when we reconvene later in the week. Any questions?
Can you rule out
anything severe with either Matt or?
I think right now, I think the feeling is, and again, it's not exact because we're not done with it, but you know, I don't see it being season-ending on either one or even at this point, whether there needs to be, you know, it's not an ACL surgically repaired stuff moving forward.
You don't anticipate surgery?
No.
Chad, given that injuries affect every NFL team, how much are they holding you back in the first year of this, of trying to install everything?
I mean, it's a good question. I think, you know, you get new people, you're training new players at positions, whether it's been, you know, acquisitions off of people's practice squads or bringing in new people, regardless of the position. You know, there's a trickle-down effect, whether it's on offense or defense or even, you know, on special teams. So, you know, it makes it a little more challenging, but, you know, nobody comes rescues you. You just have to make do with what you have.
Are the injuries getting to the point where you're wondering, is there something we can do to avoid this, or do you just figure it's still in the
I don't think, you know, we're beating them up in practice or any of those kind of things. I think they're just part of the game. You know, I think if you look around the National Football League, it's historically been that way, and I don't think really much has changed this year.
John, the go-ahead drive in the fourth quarter, you guys went for it on fourth and one rather than kick the 51-yard field goal. Can you take us through the thought process on weighing those two options at that point?
Well, I mean, it's like all the decisions, you know. I think one thing's for sure, you know, I think it's a lot easier making those calls after the fact, you know, so I don't think anybody has a monopoly on, you know, being a good play caller after it happens. You know, in that situation, it worked out because we ended up converting and then going down and scoring a touchdown versus, you know, potentially, you know, lining up to kick a field goal in that situation. It ended up not working out henceforth, you know, in the grand scheme of things, but on that particular drive, it did. I think the length of the fourth down is always critical.
That drive in its entirety, 14 plays, took 1 and 8 minutes out of the clock. When you went back and watched it, what stood out to you about the efficiency and the duration of it?
Yeah, I think, you know, we've done it, you know, 3 weeks ago. I think back-to-back games, one here and one on the road. You know, unfortunately, the last 2 weeks, you know, we weren't able to hang on with a touchdown lead late in the game. You know, and one went to overtime, one was won in regulation yesterday. So, you know, that's sometimes the difference between 2-5 and 5-2. You know, is I think other than the Seattle game, we've had opportunities in games. You know, just came up a couple short these last two.
How well do you think the offensive line played?
You know, I think, you know, we've had to make adjustments. I think it's a credit to the players involved and, you know, I think the coaches involved to be able to execute decent enough. I think we've got room for improvement, no question.
John, the trade deadline is a major event for the other three major sports, and yet in football,
That's a pretty good question. I think not as familiar with all the other sports as I am with ours. You know, there's varying reasons. I think sometimes contractually, I don't really know how the other sports work as far as that goes. Yeah, I know people aren't in line to get rid of good football players. So, you know, regardless of where their season is. So I think that's probably as big a reason. I think there's a lot of cap ramifications and those types of things, you know, even at this point in the season.
What?
You guys have to go find bigger roles for players like Lamar Houston, Willie, players of that caliber?
You know, I think it's probably frustrating for them. You know, you'd have to ask them that, but you know, I think at the end of the day, we're going to play guys that we think give us the best chance. Obviously, we like them; they're on our football team. They have uniforms on Sunday. You know, I think Willie Young played 39 plays a week ago. Sometimes the scheme, whether it's ours or the opponents, has a little bit to do with it. But I don't know if frustrating is the right word.
What are others doing better than them? I guess to get them more playing time.
Playing better.
Anything specifically in terms of, like, I chose it, is it coverage?
I just think it's executing their position. I think whether you're talking about outside linebackers, the quarterback, the wide receivers, I think most coaches in this league are doing their best to find the best and get them on the field.
For some of those veterans that have been trying to adjust to the new scheme, how would you evaluate their buy-in in everything from meetings to mentally down on the practice field?
Well, I think, you know, right now, 2-5. You know, that's kind of what we are, where we are. You know, whether it's evaluating the coaches, evaluating the players, or, you know, that's what we are. And we're trying to get better than that. And we're doing everything in our power to get better than that.
What have you learned about Jeremy Langford from being around him firsthand as opposed to evaluating him coming out of college?
Well, I think, you know, I like his football character. I like it's not too big for him. He's very willing, so his mindset is to learn. You know, I think Stan Drayton, his position coach, has done a tremendous job with him. And a lot of it is he's very receptive and, I call it football character. You know, he picks things up very well for a young player.
But when you say it's not too big for him, what do you mean by that?
Well, I think, you know, in the NFL, the game's different than college football, and particularly in the passing game. You know, they're not just handing off to them. You know, the protection element, routes, sometimes some of the things you see are a little bit more exotic. So he's adapted to that very well, you know, as a rookie coming from college to the NFL.
What about the defensive line's ability to adapt? They obviously had a lot of change over the past couple weeks, too. What do you see after watching
them
on that?
You know, as I mentioned yesterday, I don't think much has changed. I think we're capable of playing better. Not that it was poor or bad. I think, we allowed them 16 points or one touchdown, as a group, not just the D-line. I think, again, we've got room for improvement.
Was Ziggy being up but not getting in the game, was that just not quite enough time for him in terms of preparation?
We had a little bit of an unusual situation with Bruce being sick 2 days. He's not exactly, been with us a whole length of time, and same with Ziggy. And again, getting him in football shape, getting him ready to play, those are factors. So he was up for the game. He did not get in the game, but it wasn't like we were really at the bit to put him in. So hopefully we can get both those guys ready as we prepare for San Diego.
John, on the punt return touchdown, what was your assessment of Pat after the kick?
Well, without going into too much detail, I think it was not a well-executed play. It started with the kick, and it started with a couple of contain issues that were – out of whack with where we wanted the kick. Just wasn't executed very well.
As the last line of defense, does he have to make a greater effort to angle that, or do you want him out of the way?
Well, I think, at the end of the day, you're not designing coverages that your punter is a major factor in the coverage.
John, you and Jeff Rogers have been together for quite a while. Mm-hmm. Do you recall another season with these types of struggles on the return touchdowns?
I don't remember every single play of seasons, but we've had a little bit different set of circumstances, so I don't like to compare things, whether it's players or plays. But we've had our share of rough spots in not even a half of a season.
Do you feel the need to be a little more hands-on in that situation, or just leave that to Jeff Rogers and let him?
He's definitely a very capable coach. I don't have any concerns in that area.
You worked with Mike McCoy for a long time. Mm-hmm. When did you first identify in him the ability to maybe one day be a head coach in this league?
Yeah, I think, you know, like with Mike or any other assistant coach that I've had, there's a lot of qualified coaches out there, you know, assistant coaches. It's just a matter of getting an opportunity. I think he had interviewed the year before with the Dolphins and ended up going in a different direction. So he was in that conversation, and I think he's done a tremendous job in San Diego.
And you kept him, right? You inherited him in Carolina. Was he already there when you...
Yeah, he was on the staff.
Why did you keep him? What obviously you must have saw something in him to say, I
got
to keep this guy around.
Well, it's like you hire any staff people. You know, I think you evaluate what kind of coach they are. And, you know, I thought he was a bright young coach and turned out to be true.
You noticed that in the last couple weeks, opposing offenses maybe paying a little bit more attention to Purnell with the splash plays that he made. And is that something to keep an eye on, counting on other people to perhaps pick up the slack defensively if he is getting more attention in the coming weeks?
Yeah, there's no doubt that they've identified him as being a capable rusher. And so, you know, like all good rushers, you know, these guys are all pretty smart guys to get to this level. I was talking about coaches. You know, they chip him. You know, they put a tight end there. You know, so he's seen a lot of that. But he's seen that, you know, probably since the opener.
Thanks, everybody.
Oh, no, thank you. Really, thank you so much. That was,
again, it's time I'll never get back. What is there?
That was John Fox, being John Fox, as he is 139. The Boers and Bernstein Show, top of the hour, Matt Bowen. It's Bears Monday. That means we welcome phone calls.
We do.
Of all kinds, 312-644-6767. This is The Score.
If you're a Bears fan, then you're in the right place. This is the Ed Napleton Automotive Group Bears Monday. All day today, we'll be recapping the Bears game with all of our shows and team of Bears experts. Plus, your reaction too. There's no Monday like an Ed Napleton Automotive Group Bears Monday. Exclusively on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans. Presented by Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning.
I am Lisa Ezek, president of Sercom Incorporated. We're a small company, but we're big in the field.
And I'm Marlene Rosenberg, CEO. My husband, Roger, started Sercom in 1968 in Chicago.
Sercom is short for Circuits and Components. We are helping our customers design and build industrial controls and electronic products. And our core strengths are having those close relationships with our customers and getting involved in their success. We look at economics. We look at ways to save them money. American Charter Bank has a lot of the same core values that we do, the relationship, the understanding of our business. It's been huge in our success.
American Chartered works for Sercom and 8,000 other companies throughout Chicago. The bank for your business. American Chartered. Member FDIC.
He was destined for greatness.
He was this incredible young talent who we started hearing about when he was in eighth grade.
But as his legend grew, the man remained an enigma.
He's one of the most misunderstood people ever in sports.
HBO Sports presents a definitive look on and off the court at an American sports icon.
When you think about what he's meant to the NBA, it's off the charts.
Kareem, Minority of One. Tuesday, November 3rd at 10 p.m. Eastern and Pacific, only on HBO.
HBO Sports presents Kareem, Minority of One, the much-anticipated documentary about Hall of Famer Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, which reveals the complexity and genius of the NBA's all-time leading scorer, both on and off the court. This exclusive HBO presentation marks the first time since retiring as an active player that Jabbar has participated in a documentary telling his life story. Don't miss Kareem, Minority of One, Tuesday, November 3rd at 9 Central, only on HBO.
Come out for the Miller Lite's Best Seat in the House Monday Night Football Party at Buffalo Wild Wings in Crystal Lake and Hoffman Estates, starting at 7:30 p.m. Register for a chance to sit front and center in a custom exhibit leather recliner for the game. You'll also receive $100 in free food for you and your friends, and you'll be qualified for the Ultimate Fan Cave Prize Pack that includes the recliner and a 50-inch HD TV. Plus, win tons of other prizes. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. Must be 21 to enter and present to win.
If you're not in the threes,
Call HLP. Attention, veterans. Hi, I'm Ross Tornabene with HLP Mortgage, and I want to talk to you about your mortgage options as a veteran. Here's what you can do. You can take up to 100% cash out of your home because you're a veteran. You'll never pay monthly mortgage insurance because you're a veteran. And you can buy a house with no money down. You get it, because you're a veteran. Call me today at 888-59-LOANS and learn your options. There are little to no closing costs to refinance with HLP Mortgage. If you believe you're paying too much with your current mortgage, if you're paying monthly PMI, if you're struggling with bills and other payments that you would like to eliminate before the holidays, then call today. The number again is 888-59-LOANS. That's 888-59-LOANS. Or you can visit us at hlpmortgage.com. And remember, if you're not in the threes, call HLP.
HLP Mortgage is an Illinois residential mortgage licensee. NMLS number 1171064. 1253 South Highland Avenue, Suite 1, Lombard, Illinois, 60148.
Bears fans, now through November 1st, Dr. Pepper, the official soft drink of the Chicago Bears, is giving you the chance to win a one-of-a-kind Bears fan experience. One lucky fan and three guests will win VIP treatment, including lunch at Halas Hall, a private tour of Soldier Field, VIP tickets to the Bears 49ers game on December 6th, on-field access, a pregame VIP tunnel experience, $400 in Bears bucks, and much more. For complete rules and to enter, log on to chicagobears.com/Dr. Pepper. Presented by Dr. Pepper. Always one of a kind.
Say bye-bye to your big bank credit card and hello to the nicest card you'll ever carry, the CEFQ MasterCard credit card. Get started today at CEFQ.com/mycard and see why CEFQ is not a bank. Better.
Analysis, debates, commentary, interviews, and more.
This is the biggest story going into camp.
This is such a complicated issue.
CBS Sports Radio.
This is the Big League
on CBS Sports Radio and CBSSportsRadio.com.
CBS Sports Radio.
CBS Thursdays. No matter how bad things get.
You told me you were broke.
Emotionally. No matter how low you feel.
I'm just counting my blessings. I'm at zero.
You can always count on mom.
I'm not going to look at my daughter's failure as my failure.
I can't wait to put you in a home.
Anna Faris and Emmy Award winner Allison Janney star.
Did you ever consider that there might be people in this world who are kind?
I used to think that, and then I turned 9.
Mom, CBS Thursdays.
CBS Tuesdays. A pill will make one man a genius.
Suddenly, I had access to every brain cell.
The FBI will make him their smartest weapon.
That's a resource. Let's make it our resource.
Don't miss the mind-blowing new series from executive producer Bradley Cooper.
You're on the verge of having a life that most people can't even begin to imagine.
Limitless.
The world is all there for the taking. I just have to decide what to do with it.
Tuesdays, only CBS.
Attention diabetics. Is your blood sugar out of control? Nobedis may help dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedis, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day. I love Nobedis because it's an all-natural product, and it works.
While Nobedis isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, it's helped lower many diabetics' blood sugar. Call now for 2 free bottles. Just pay shipping and handling. 800-476-8198. That's 800-476-8198.
Subsume any of those thoughts into what you've already agreed upon as a league member.
Yeah, you're a victim of everything, including the worst officiating you've ever seen in your life. Yeah. You're just a victim. That's just written in the conference rules.
Yeah, it just sucks.
Yeah, it does suck, and you cannot overturn it. It should be overturned. If they're all fired or laid off, overturn it.
Every single one suspended.
Yes.
Every single person.
How could you do that? How could you be officiating a game and do that?
And then they call a penalty and pick it up.
They pick it up. They discuss it. No. What?
Guy's knee was on the ground when he flipped it back.
Holy crap.
I love the fact that they practice it, that they had those rugby principles. I had just, I was mentioning that I was watching the World Cup final, and then you watch that play again, and you see that that's rugby. You're not allowed to throw it forward multiple times backward. Keep stringing it out as far as you can. Pick your spots. And no, though.
No, the answer is no, but it's written in the conference as part of the deal. You are not allowed. There is no overturn of any final.
There's no recourse. And that's why you have the supposed fail-safes in place to have everything looked at. If you could just go back through every game and have all sorts of retroactive outcome changes.
You always do it.
Yeah, it wouldn't be a need. You could just do everything as quickly as possible and worry about it all later.
Yep, then tell them later on who won.
Greg is next on the score. Hi, Greg.
Yeah. Hello, BNB. Hey, I just talking baseball here about the World Series.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if you guys noticed, but Joe Buck and a couple of the other announcers, they were naming these guys with the wrong names. They called Daniel Murphy David Murphy a couple times. They called Alex Rios Alex Rojas. But really the thing I was calling up about was I went into a bar, right? It was Tuesday night, the first game of the World Series, and all these guys are watching Family Feud, right? So I sit down at the bar and I look at the lady and I go, I guess the World Series doesn't matter anymore. It's just football, you know?
This is going great.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, and the point of it all is
that I think baseball does matter. I mean, I think if there were like 30 teams that played as hard as the Kansas City Royals, I think people would watch more, you know?
Well, yeah, New York, you had a huge part of the audience. Yes, they did.
Yeah. And
it's New York.
I got a question.
All right. Uh-huh. Okay.
Who gets the World Series rings? Just the active roster? And I'll take that answer off the...
Everybody in the organization gets one. Right. Everybody involved with the team in any way, shape, or form.
It's up to any owner however many rings they want to give out.
Yep. But generally, everybody in the organization, if you've got somebody else outside, maybe you want to give one to George Brett, you can give one to George Brett if you want, whatever you want to do.
That's not a league thing. That's a team thing. It's how it depends. Sometimes they'll do like a super high-end, $40,000 diamond-crusted ring for the players and managers and coaches and all that. Then there might be maybe a secondary ring that's still nice but not worth exactly what the others are.
I think for the first time in 30 years, you can spend a little dough.
Everybody gets a little something-something.
And it also really what it shows is how good they are, and really it just makes somebody in this town look like an idiot.
Jerry downtown.
Guess who?
The score.
Hey guys, how you doing? I got a good one for you. All last week we talked about the violent football players. Guess where they learned it at? How about Notre Dame grabbing the assistant coach, the coach? Notre Dame got an outlet that's bigger than the Bears and the Cubs put together. So everybody in the world was watching that game. Tell me, guys.
It's not bigger than the Bears and the Cubs put together. I don't think a coach should be grabbing his assistant coaches.
No, and he's not going to apologize either.
Right. I don't think he should.
He has no apology.
No, and that other thing at Notre Dame, that's the strangest damn sex scandal I've ever heard of.
It is, yeah.
What is that?
I can't
Some
quite...
academic advisor is trying to pimp out her own daughter?
Daughter, I don't know.
Purpose? I didn't understand the motivations
racially
involved.
Motivated.
But racially motivated.
To have...
But to accomplish what?
Black dates for her. I don't know. I'm not her. I don't know.
I just wasn't quite sure.
That's what it was.
I know, but I read through it, and I thought that, okay, there's going to be some sort of trade-off here, or like they're helping a player, or they're trying to...
Players felt the way... I don't know if that was her goal, but I don't think there was any...
No, the players felt pressured into doing it, want to. And
I don't know what her daughter looked like.
I don't know that that matters.
I don't know if... look, if you're a player, you probably go ahead, all right, if that's what I'll do it. But the whole thing is bizarre. But anyway, no, you cannot, under any circumstances, by the way, Notre Dame is not bigger than the Cubs and the Bears combined. You don't put your hands on an assistant coach. He did. He had an excuse that he felt like if I don't stop him, he's going to get a penalty for screaming. It's a former player. So, here's the thing. Here's what you have to understand. Notre Dame does whatever the hell it wants to do.
On every level.
On every level. Of the university. They do whatever the hell they want to do.
Yep, and their local police answer to them, and they have fought that tooth and nail in court to make sure that they control their own police force.
Yeah.
So they are a force unto themselves entirely, and don't ever try to think otherwise.
Nope. Don't think there's going to be something done, or they'll be, oh, you can't do that. No, at Notre Dame, I mean, there are people dead. I didn't see, I don't know. We don't know what happened. We didn't see anything.
Unremarkable.
Unremarkable. I don't know. Is he dead? Yeah.
No, a student kill herself because no one was listening to her about the sexual assault. Oh, wait.
No. We don't know. So look, they have proven throughout the years now, at least under this regime for sure, and others as well I can think of, that whatever they do, you ain't getting any justice. If you think there's justice coming, you ain't getting it.
That's been just the perfect first grouping of calls on a Bears Monday that we get. We got the first one is, should the Duke-Miami outcome be somehow overruled or overturned, or should they sue in that regard? The second call is from the planet Pluto, or the dwarf planet Pluto, talking about God knows what, and then it's a Notre Dame buddy, thing. Yeah. Happy Bears Monday.
Put your hands on people. Oh, boy. You can there. All right, well, you know it's going to get better now. I promise you.
That's great.
Because,
that
you know.
That is so great. And the other thing was, there were five calls that Maddie screened and only two of us. I want to know what the other three were that he didn't even put up.
Oh, God.
That's probably, because like, you know sometimes the calls are coming like, I can't find my socks. I don't know where they are.
Well, one guy, I had no idea what he was saying. The other guy wanted me to tell you to shut the F up about something or other, so I just hung up.
Yeah, you tell that talk show host to talk.
Something about being at a Halloween party and everyone agrees with him. They all listen to the station. They love it, but you just need to shut the F up on something or other about Fox. I have no idea.
Well, that guy doesn't have to call in for that to happen, I'll tell you that.
Oh, yeah.
He's considered said at least three or four times
but
the show.
Who calls a radio show to tell somebody to shut up? It's a talk show.
Yeah, but I think when they say shut up, they want you to shut up. They just want you to like talk about a different topic.
I was told that on the train today.
Move past something that you keep talking about. They don't literally want you to stop talking.
I think they do. In his case, I think
again,
they do.
All you have to tell them is that unless their radio is broken and they're being forced to listen.
Yeah. I've learned a long time ago not to do that because then it progresses the conversation even further, and it's just my only objective is to get off the phone.
This note from Teddy, who says, "Why do people call this show instead of 911 when their house has a gas leak?" It's a great question. Yeah, if you do...
I've had that kind of day already.
Oh, I know, but that seems to be that people immediately think we have a gas leak in the house, there's an emergency, call the Boers and Bernstein show and talk about going into a bar and watching Family Feud. Matt Bowen is next on The Score.
Bears lose to the Vikings. They remain winless in the division. Get a full recap of the loss. Plus, we'll take a look at what the Bears' chances are when they take on the Chargers in a Monday night showdown on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans.
Say bye-bye to your big bank credit card and hello to the nicest card you'll ever carry, the CEFQ MasterCard credit card. Get started today at CEFQ.com/mycard and see why CEFQ is not a bank. Better.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-349-9770. Again, that's 800-349-9770. 800-349-9770.
It's gonna be one of those nights. Your football weekend kicks off here with Thursday Night Football on CBS and NFL Network. The bitter rivals, the showdowns and the throwdowns, ground and pound and pass happy, primetime matchups. Football starts here with Thursday Night Football on CBS and NFL Network. Night, night.
Hi there, radio listeners. I'm Stephen Colbert, and I want you to know that as the host of The Late Show on CBS, I'll be doing commercial-free Tuesdays. And hold on. What? Okay, I'm being told that Tuesdays will, in fact, have many commercials, maybe even more. Okay, then strike all that stuff. The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, tonight on CBS.
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, followed by The Late Late Show with James Corden, tonight, only CBS.
Hi, I'm Scott Yusim of OMG Tax. Did you know the IRS may allow you not to pay your tax debt? You heard me right. You may be a candidate for the non-collectible status. Call OMG Tax today to see if your debt can be deemed non-collectible. Call us today so that we can knock all your tax problems out of the park.
Call 1-800-990-4577. That's 1-800-990-4577. 1-800-990-4577. 1-800-990-4577.
CBS Thursdays.
I see the baby's head!
A new comedy is born on CBS. Yeah! It's Life in Pieces, and it's picture perfect.
Dad, why is your phone on a fishing pole?
It's my selfie stick.
Starring James Brolin, Colin Hanks, and Academy Award winner Diane Wiest in a comedy for the ages.
70 is the new 80.
You mean the new 60?
Whatever.
Life in Pieces, Thursdays, only CBS.
CBS Tuesdays.
You're not going to believe this.
NCIS is now the most watched drama in the world.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Only one show rules with viewers.
Nice.
And only one agent.
Special Agent Kipps.
Makes the rules.
Rule 38. Your case, you're lead.
I think I'm going to like this.
Rule number 8, never take anything for granted.
See for yourself why NCIS rules.
That's quite a coincidence.
Rule number 39, no such thing as a coincidence.
NCIS, CBS Tuesdays.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Insphere Insurance Solutions Incorporated, licensed insurance agency in all states. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
An important message for Americans eligible for Medicare. The annual enrollment period is now open. Health Markets Insurance Agency can help you find the right plan for you with one simple free phone call. The deadline is December 7th. Call now, 800-307-9051. 800-307-9051. 800-307-9051.
CBS Sundays. Critics call Madam Secretary riveting.
I'm the Secretary of State, and you speak.